Sechus Kalim Parakei Mishnah Hey Moshe Batana Shabali Batim Tom. The addition to a Tana that is used by Bali Batim, people that bake just for themselves, that addition is Tom. And sometimes they would put an addition to the top of the Tana in order to keep in the heat. And since that addition is not used for actual baking, just to keep in the heat, it's not considered part of the Tana, and therefore it's not Makabal Tuma together with the Tana. Vishanach Taimin Tameh Mipnei Shu Saimech Halav Es Hashput. But Nach Taimin, people that are professional bakers, they sell baked bread and they also sell cooked meat. The mice of their tanner is tame, it is makabel tumah together with the tanner. The reason is because it has a purpose besides keeping in the heat, and they would put the spit with the meat on it on top of the mice of our tanner until people come to buy, they want to keep it hot. So they rest it on top of the addition that they made to the tanner. So since it has a purpose other than keeping in the heat, it's considered part of the tanner and is makabel tumah together with the tanner. Rabbi Yochanan Atan Loimer, Mipnei Shu Oifa Bo, Kishuhu Nidchak. Rabbi Yochanan Atan Loimer gives a different reason why the Mice of HaTaner of Nach Taimin is Mekabel Tuma with the Taner. The reason being is because the Mice of HaTaner is used for actual baking when there's not enough room in actual Taner. They put the bed all the way up by the Mice of HaTaner, and since it's used for actual baking, it's Mekabel Tuma with the Taner. As according to Rabbi Yochanan Atan Loimer, the reason that the Taner Kama gives, that the spit rests on it, that reason is not sufficient. That should be makabel tumah together with the tanner, since it's not used for actual baking, just to keep the meat on the spit warm. So therefore, he gives a different reason that it's used for actual baking at times when there's not enough room in the actual tanner. Kiyotibo. Similarly, ma'itzit hayoyrish asolki zeisim tamin ushal tzvarim tar. The addition that is put on the back of people that cook up olives, and they would put an addition on top of the rim of the vat. They would put a clay there and they would harden it. And that way the vat would be higher up so that the water would not bubble over and spill over. And that addition to that yura is makabel tumah together with the vat. Now sometimes the vat would be filled up all the way to the top above the rim, so therefore the maisif hayura is used for the actual cooking of the olive, so it's part of the actual vat and the makabel tumah with the vat. As opposed to the maisif hayura of tzvarim, people that cook up dyes. The extra addition that they put around the rim is not makabel tumah together with the vat. Because that addition is there simply so that it shouldn't bubble up and spill over. It's not there to assist in the actual cooking of the dye. The reason being is that if the vat of the tzvarim would be filled up all the way above the top, since the maisif hayura is made out of clay, it would ruin the dye as the clay would get into the dye and the dye would get ruined. So therefore, the vat is not filled all the way above the top, so that maisif hayura does not assist in the cooking of the dye, so it's not considered part of the vat. And it's tar, it's not makabel tumah with the vat. An oven in which it was packed with dirt until the midway point, the bottom half of the oven was packed with dirt. If a sheret or a different avatuma was found inside the dirt, if the sheret came into contact with the daif and hatana, with the actual wall of the tanor, then the entire tanor would be tummy. As opposed to if the sheret was found in the dirt but did not come into contact with the size of the tanner, then the tanner would be tar, would not be tummy, even though the din is that a kli cheres, and a tanner is made out of cheres, if a davar tumah is found inside the kli cheres, even though it did not come into contact with the kli cheres, the davar was hung in the aver, even so the kli cheres becomes tummy. But in this case, since he packed the bottom half of the tanner with dirt, so the part that has dirt is not considered the aver hatanner. It's not considered the interior of the tanner, since it's packed with dirt. So if the sheret is found in there, it is not mitame the tanner. But if the sheret is found in the dirt and it's found next to the sides of the tanner, that it came into contact with the side of the tanner, even though that part of the tanner is not considered avra tanner, but the bottom half of the tanner still has the same kli, it's still considered part of the tanner, even though it's packed with dirt. And since it came into contact with the actual side of the tanner from the inside, it would be mitame the entire tanner. May offer ulamalon mitame ba'aver. And if a sheret or an avatuma was found in the aver of the top half of the tanner, where there is no dirt in such a case, the entire tanner would become tame. According to some Rishonim, only the top half of the tanner would become tame in such a case that an avatuma is found in the aver of the tanner above the dirt. Nafno apia bor o apia dus. If a tanner was put into the mouth of a well, or it was put into the mouth of a dus. A dus is like a cistern that's built above ground. It's similar to a well. The tanner was put into the mouth of the bore, the dus. But nothing shum evan. And a stone, or many stones, were put in between the side of the tanner and the wall of the well. in order to hold the tanner in place and it shouldn't fall into the well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Masik Momaton Vuhu Nisak Momalon Tamit. Rabbi Yehuda said, if the well is not that deep, that if a fire is ignited in the bottom of the well, it will heat up whatever is inside the tanner. As the bottom of the well is not too far from the tanner, and also there isn't too much space in between the wall of the tanner and the wall of the well, so therefore the heat doesn't escape in between. In such a case, the tanner is considered mechubar lekarka, attached to the ground, and it's makabel tumah. If it didn't, that the gemar malacha of a tanner, the completion of a tanner, is only when it's heated up, as we had earlier, that after a tanner is completed, it's only makabel tumah after it's heated up enough so that sufganah could be baked in it. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, when we first heat up the tanner after it's completed, in order for it to be makabel tumah, it has to be attached to the ground at the time we heat it up. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that in this case, that if we let up a fire on the bottom of the well, that will heat up what's inside. The tanner is considered mechubar lekarka, and when it's heated up, it will be makabel tumah. V'chacham maimrim harav v'husak mikol makom tumah. The Chachamim disagree. They say, once the tanner is heated up after it's completed, it's makabel tumah no matter where it is, whether it's mechubar lekarka or not. It makes no difference whether it's attached to the ground when we heat it up. So therefore, the tanner is makabel tumah after we heat it up. Even if we light up the fire in the bottom of the well, it does not heat up what's inside the tanner. Makes no difference, even though the tanner in such a case would not be considered mechubar lekarka. A tanner is makabel tumah no matter where it is.